Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is officially spooky season. October is here. Joining us, it's Astrologer Anne. You can find her online at astrologerann.com.
Isn't it fabulous? It's very exciting. You know, we all tend to think of October as spooky months, you know, Halloween.
Yeah.
But the first 3 weeks are actually Libra time. Those more gentle, balanced, you know, it's the scales, it's the symbol for Libra. It's pink and blue, it's soft sunsets, pretty sunrises, kind of hazy filters and stuff. That's about enjoying the pleasures of life. And then when the sun changes into Scorpio around October 23rd, this year it's going to be October 23rd, then we get into the Scorpio time. That's the deep black and red Halloween, get deep, get psychic, dress up in goth type of time.
You know, it just seems to me that Anne is going to better parties than you and I.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I'm hearing in all of this as I read between the lines.
Well, I will confess, we were out last night at a concert.
Oh, yeah. I can hear it in your energy.
Yes.
Right. Spicy meatball.
So, you know,
I am stoked.
So, you know, you hear about, you said that this is the time to eat more and get cozy and maybe even time for a little bit of romance. You know, once we start getting into like the real spooky season later in the month, it always feels scarier. And I don't know why. Like you get in your car at night and it's like you look over your shoulder. And is that a made up thing in our head? Or is there actually something happening in the universe that makes you feel that way?
Yeah, you are not dreaming. You are not imagining this. So really, first of all, enjoy those first 3 weeks. Get that Libra time in and have fun. And then, you know, a little looking over your shoulder. Yeah, you know why? Because it's Scorpio time, and in the Northern Hemisphere, our days are shorter, so we've got these longer nights. And, you know, a lot of us are a little bit, like, spooked from the dark because of, you know, our childhood experiences of waking up and, whoa, it's dark. Where's Dad and Mom? But, you know, the other piece of that is Scorpio shows us the stuff that's the darkest in our life. Doesn't mean it's terrible, but it's the stuff we don't always want to look at, but it's about the truth. It digs and digs and digs. Okay, so you have these feelings, you're sort of smooth over, but then they come back up at Scorpio time saying, get real about it. And then you can actually deal with it. When you name the elephant sitting in the corner, it can be really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. What if you do if the elephant in the room is a zombie? Mm-hmm.
Then I think you run.
Astrologer Anne, one last question. Are there any special days this month that we should watch out for that something special will happen?
You better believe it. We got two big ones. This is a really big October for a lot of reasons. One is we're going to get two eclipses. You know, the other is, of course, Halloween.
I have this visual where I have this pond in my yard. And I keep thinking it gets really dark and murky at night and a lot of noises come from it, frogs and everything. And I keep joking with my oldest daughter that the Loch Ness Monster is in our pond.
Swamp Thing.
I have this theory on Halloween night, all the snakes are going to come out. The snakes that I am so fearful that live in the pond will emerge.
Yeah.
And there is nothing more terrifying to me than when I think about that. And I've convinced myself that might be a thing.
Doubtful. They like the warm weather. So they won't be coming out at night necessarily, you know, when it's not warm out there. Out of your pond during the cold weather.
You don't know that, Raven.
Okay.
You don't know that.
I mean, not fully, not guaranteeing, but no.
Astrologer Anne, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Thank you, Anne. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great. Thanks, Anna and Raven.